Welcome to Enlightenment 101. I am Danielle G. I am an author, a teacher, and instructor. This show will explore, engage, and enlighten us on love, life, living, and everything in between. We will discover how to not just live, but be better and sustain a level of life that offers well-being for generations to come. Welcome to Enlightenment 101. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, Enlightenment 101 listeners. I hope that you are all well, happy, and healthy today. It's actually really, really nice here today in the Chicagoland area. The sun is shining, and it just feels really good when the sun is out. I know it's a mood lifter for me and most of us, so hope you're all doing well out there. I hope you're all well, happy, and healthy. And if you can't be all three of those things, then just grab hold of one of them and hold on to it until you believe it. And it becomes so ingrained that that's how you identify yourself as. So whether it's just, I'm happy, or I'm healthy, whatever it is, grab hold of it and hold on to it. And hopefully it sustains you to get through every day as you move forward in this enlightenment journey. I am your host, Danielle G. Yeah, that's me. And I'm happy to be with you yet again on this Enlightenment 101 journey. Last episode, I think was 21, I got to sit down with one of our many loyal Enlightenment 101 listeners. Boy, was that fun. I so enjoyed that. I can't wait to do more of that. I wanted to pay respect to you, the loyal Enlightenment 101 listeners, by having a guest on the show who is actually enlightened by the show and some of the topics. So thank you, Micah, and thank you again to all faithful, loyal Enlightenment 101 listeners. I really, really appreciate you. Please share and rate on whatever platform you're listening to, be it Spotify, Apple, wherever you're listening. And add more light into the world, right? The more listeners we have, the more light we have, the more enlightenment we become. And there's strength in numbers. So if you like it and you're becoming enlightened, please share. Today's episode is about a word I kept seeing and hearing and witnessing this week. I actually had another episode ready to go, but this word kept showing up. I'll give you a hint. It happens with almost every area of nature and is connected to metamorphosis. So put your thinking caps on. Use that right side of the brain. What do you think it is? The word is transformation, right? Because that's what happens with metamorphosis. It's a complete transformation. And there are many things in nature that go through metamorphosis. But for the sake of this episode, we will reference it as transformation. So welcome to episode 22, Enlightenment 101. Today's topic is transformation. Now, as I said earlier, transformation happens in all facets of life. Certain insects like butterflies, bees, wasps, ants, beetles all grow through a unique life cycle called complete metamorphosis. How does that relate to life? How does it relate to us as human beings? Well, by definition, transformation is a dramatic change in form or appearance. A dramatic change. So let's talk about some of those dramatic changes in our lives, shall we? Getting married, giving birth, getting divorce, death, loss, moving to a new place or city, country. There's a plethora of things that can transform our lives. These are just a fraction of the items that can cause transformation. We often have with that transformation or those transformation growing pains. Lately, we've been seeing a lot of physical transformations, an extreme or radical change of weight loss cases due to the pervasiveness of a few popular weight loss drugs. Some, I understand, are taken by shot or injections or by pill form. But there have been a lot of people who have lost weight pretty quickly. The outside has been totally transformed. Lots of entertainers, Oprah Winfrey, who I believe stated publicly just recently that she was on one of these substances to aid her in her weight loss journey. And others like Amy Schumer, Sharon Osbourne, Tracy Morgan, who's a comedian, and a whole host of other, including non-celebrities, just regular folk like you and I, who have had trouble throughout the years, or some people most of their lives, with gaining and losing weight and all of those things and that journey in itself. By the way, Oprah looks amazing. I think she turned 70 recently, but she looks really, really good. But all of this is connected to transformation, at least from the outside or from the physical aspect. There is a radical physical dramatic change, which is by definition of what transformation is. Birth itself is a transformation. What a miraculous and transformational life-changing event birth is. In order for birth to happen, everything has to be aligned perfectly. I mean, just think about that. Like, it has to align perfectly from conception, when these steps occur, from the sperm having to search and find and fertilize the egg transports, ovulation must occur, and the egg must be picked up by the fallopian tube. That fertilization causes an embryo development. Without getting too technical, you guys get the picture. In order for that transformation to happen, things have to align perfectly. Wow. But before any of that can happen, there has to be a transaction. So that's what this show is about: transformation versus transaction. Now, what do I mean by that? Such a miraculous events that's happened in many of our lives, both giving birth and experiencing birth. The transaction part of it, or that transaction, is the male and female connecting at a perfect time to concoct or create this miracle that later becomes transformational. But the transaction has to happen first. Y'all know what I mean. Y'all grown folk out there. you know what I mean, right? There has to be that physical transaction in order for even the transformation that birth evolves into and becomes becomes transformational. So what is the connection to transaction versus transformational? I think we are in an era in society that looks transformational, but really is just transactional. Transactions are an exchange or transfer of goods, services, or funds. Transformation happens from the inside out. The seed is planted and it bears fruit, just as in the case of how we just described birth. The seed is planted first, and then it becomes what we know as life, the fruit. And we witness true transformation. When we look at a lot of social media, we see a lot of what looks transformational, but really is surface and transactional. We see for, you know, a lot of people, women, men, and children, teens, we see the clothes, the shoes, the bags, the hair, the makeup, designer clothes, traveling different places, and the like. The transactions are the funds or services that were exchanged to achieve the look of transformation. I need that to settle with you for a minute, because we look at a lot of these photos and images and believe that, oh, wow, they have such a great life. I want to have that. I want to be like that. I want this life. But it is the look of transformation because of the transactions that were taking place. We even have some people offering tutorials on how to get your makeup glammed up, from lashes to eyebrows, and men to our flashing cars and clothes and cigars and the like. The light is often on them, but not in them. The light is often on them, quite literally, but not in them. And what do I mean by that? Because when there is true transformation, you walk into a room and the light shines from within. People notice the outside, but it's the light inside that attracts. It's like a moth to a flame, a strong attraction. So the other night, I was watching this movie, which, in my opinion, is sort of a classic, with Richard Gere and Julia Roberts. And the name of the movie was Pretty Woman.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
Y'all remember that movie? Such a good movie. I like this movie and have seen it at least a dozen times, but this time it struck me a little bit different. Their relationship began as a what? A transaction. It was quite literally an exchange of services. She was, for lack of a better term, a prostitute that became an escort, and later they became an item. They became a couple after falling in love and literally riding off into the sunset. Now that's a movie. It's fictitious. But the concept is the same. There was a transaction before the transformation into a relationship. Right? So the transformation was her going from a hired call girl, lady of the night, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you're comfortable saying, and being transactional. Per services or of her services in exchange for money, to no longer desiring, keyword, to be a prostitute. So her desire changed. That's from the inside. That, my friends, is true transformation. Some of us are out here faking, still stuck in transaction stage, because we're doing all of these things, but nothing is happening from the inside. So we feel empty because we thought that the car and the clothes and the bags and the shoes. Now, don't get me wrong. All of that's nice, right? Those are nice to haves. But the things we need to have come from the inside, right? Because all of those things fade away. But what's transformational stays with you. It becomes a lifestyle and not just a life image. Right? When you're trying to really lose weight and you build it, meaning you do the program that change your diet, you change your outlook, you change your relationship with food, that is transformational. Which is why sometimes, not all of the time, some people do need a head start or a jump start in obtaining their weight loss goals. So I'm not downing it. I mean, do whatever works for you. This is a no judgment zone. But what I'm saying is there are lots of cases, and this is driven by research and data, where people lose the weight quickly through a lot of these quick fixes. And then if they get off of those things, they gain all of the weight and then some back, because there hasn't been a real transformation on how you look at food. Like, Are you still eating? And sometimes you have to tweak it as you age or mature. I don't use the word older, but as you get become more seasoned, as you become more mature, your body starts shifting and doing different things. So now you have to do different things, right? Maybe walking doesn't work as well anymore. Now you have to run a little bit, or you have to do weightlifting because the muscles, you don't want them to get soft. So, but the transformation of it all happens from the inside out. And that is what you can maintain. So some of the things that are transactional versus transformational, and going to church is transactional. Ooh, I just hit a nerve, I think, somewhere out there. Now, I can say that because I go to church. I have gone to church practically my whole life. But I've also experienced the transformation of understanding that becoming the church is transformational. Going to church is transactional. You go, you sit in the pew, you take on the message, which is all good. Fellowship is excellent. I love it. And the reason I still attend. But becoming the church is transformational, meaning that no matter where you are, church and God and Spirit is with you. You don't need to be in a building to experience church once you've experienced the transformation of what that means. Which is why some people, you can see them going to church and praising God, raising their hand, and they come out and may cuss you out as soon as they come out of the church. Y'all know it's true. That's because the transformation hasn't happened. Having a wedding is transactional. Being married and staying married is transformational.
The altar in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do this.
So all of those things has a transaction and transformation. Getting pregnant is a transaction. We talked about it earlier. That's transactional. Something has to transact before the birth can happen. Being a parent is transformational. So getting pregnant is the transaction, but being a parent is transformational. It changes your life. How many times you say to your kids the same thing your parents said to you? You said, I'm never going to be like that, because you were not yet a parent. You could not speak from a place of wisdom or transformation. So your life changes dramatically once you have a child and become a parent, if you're trying to do it right. You're trying to actually be engaged, involved, connected. It's a lot. I believe being a parent is one of the hardest jobs ever, because it never goes away. You're still a parent. You're always going to be a parent, no matter how old they become. Sometimes we have to unlearn and dismantle what we learned as children. And that, hence, comes the transformation. A lot of things that we learn, but then when we become parents ourselves, we go, wait, that doesn't work for me or my family or my child. Religion is transactional, which is why I always say and welcome everybody if you're interested in being enlightened, because religion is about rules and regulations. Spirituality is transformational. I hope that you're hearing me. A haircut is transactional. The cutting away of people who disrupt your well-being is transformational. A lie is transactional. The truth is transformational, because you're free. It gives you freedom, and everybody that's engaged and connected to you, the freedom. Having a designer lifestyle is transactional. Living a life of intention and spirit is transformational. So let's take the process of a butterfly. Stage one is the egg, right? The gestation period. Stage two is the larva. Consummation of leaves, grass, so that they can grow like a thousand times their birth weight. It's eating and it's preparing for the next stage in their life. Stage three is the pupa. It's the covering or cocoon. It's a protective covering. It may not look like anything is going on in there because it's quiet, it's still, but that's where the transformation is happening. Again, the transformation is happening inside of the chrysalis. It is a caterpillar at this stage where it breaks down entirely on a cellular level and then reorganizes itself into a new one. So compare that to when a mother is carrying her child from conception to an embryo, to a fetus, to a human being. This is where the transformation happens. When it is complete, the birth happens. I won't try to sing this one. This is Denise Williams.
What the struggle
means. I love that song. Isn't that pretty, Black Butterfly? You have your wings and transformation, and that's what happens. That is the difference. Much like stage four, adulthood, or for the butterfly, adulthood, the butterfly leaves behind their chrysalis and takes to the air their new wings, thereby being their transformation. So I want you to focus on transforming yourself into your best self. We must do the same. Butterflies symbolize growth and new beginnings and the power of transformation. When we are truly transformed, our wings are built, not bought, with stuff from the outside or on the outside. Through cocooning. Sometimes you just got to let the cover, just cover yourself and go into that silence in that place so that you can grow and grow through the pains and come out on the other side. So I hope I had something to say to you that is worthy of you applying to your life and contributes to your transformation. I do hope and believe that if you do so, you'll be enlightened, more pleased with your life and your lifestyle from an inside-out approach. And again, I want to encourage you all to, if you are enlightened, please share, please like, and all that good stuff. And I enjoy you so much. And the quote for today is, change is inevitable. Transformation is a choice. Quote for today is, change is inevitable. Transformation is a choice. I look forward to speaking to you guys again real soon. Y'all take care now.